Hello and welcome to our podcast, Close Aside.
Halli, hallo, willkommen zu unserem Podcast, wo Andrew versucht, Deutsch zu sprechen.
And Ingrid tries to speak English.
And today, Eleni will try to speak both English and German.
And sometimes we'll be right.
We'll get it right.
And sometimes we'll just be close aside.
So, Eleni, Obviously Ingrid and I both know, aber woher stammst du?
Woher kommt ich? Komme ich?
Ja, genau.
Ich komme aus Kreta, eine Insel in Griechenland.
Oh, cool.
Yes, and I think you told me once that your name has something to do with Helena from Troy.
Oh, yes, I was telling to someone about this the other day, because, oh my god, everyone mixes up my name. I've heard everything. I've heard Elena, Elenai, Elani, and I was thinking, come on, Phil, it's the original version, the good one of Helen. Helen of Troy. The Greek version is Eleni. But no one knows.
Ja, nein, ich habe das auch nicht gewusst. Und das klingt, ich meine, es ist schon ein ziemlicher Unterschied zwischen Helena und Eleni. But now we've learned something.
Yeah.
God, look at us being informative.
But I really don't mind, especially when one of the people telling my name wrong is my German feet instructor. I don't understand a word he's saying. He just shouts at us in German to do the exercises, and then he turns to me and he calls me Lani, and I'm like, whatever you say, I won't correct you. You're too intimidating.
Okay, and Eleni? Oh, yes, sorry, I pronounce your name always sort of Germany because I met you in Austria, so I say Eleni instead of Eleni. But I think that's within...
That's what we'll call it.
That's my German version. Never mind. So, Eleni, you have been a listener of this podcast, right?
Oh, yes, there's a story there. So I was a little bit reluctant at the beginning of listening to the podcast. Because when I listen to a podcast, I want to be, you know, chill and just do other stuff at the same time. But I was afraid that I would have to be very focused to understand German. So I just denied for some time. And then I started and it was a big success.
Wait.
Yeah.
Du musst noch sagen, warum du angefangen hast, ihn zu hören. Because I actually, did I tell this on the podcast? I blackmailed Eleni into listening to the podcast.
Oh, yes. Oh, I had forgotten about that. That's true. Food gets me. Yeah, you blackmailed me with pancakes.
Ja, also ich habe gesagt, Eleni darf, also sie darf nur zum Palatschinkenessen kommen, wenn sie den Podcast angehört hat. And it worked.
It did, but you know, I had forgotten about that, but what I did remember was that the first time I listened to all like 3-4 first episodes, and I did all the household work that I needed to do, and I prepared lunch for work for the first time ever.
Es ist interessant, was man macht, when you're listening to podcasts. I fall asleep to podcasts all the time. At least you're doing something more useful with your time than sleeping.
Und ich wäre beleidigt gewesen, wenn sie eingeschlafen wäre. I would have been, did you get that? I would have been, what's it called?
Like, disappointed?
Warte, was habe ich gesagt? Ich weiß es nicht mehr. Yeah, like, angry.
Ingrid looks like very angelic. She has a very sweet face, but she can be very persuasive.
Ja, aber die Gesicht ist nicht immer wie man ist, ja?
Are we only speaking in German? Should I make an effort here?
No, both.
Doch, das ist der gemixte Teil. Also
beide.
Du solltest versuchen, beides zu sprechen.
Okay,
genau.
Okay.
Eleni, I think the podcast wasn't the only thing I blackmailed you into.
You know what I'm thinking now? Why I forget about these things? Maybe it's this mechanism that brains have You know that you forget the bad things? What did you blackmail me with?
Also ich glaube, wir haben früher immer nach dem Rope-Skipping hat es Palatschinken gegeben. Ja, genau. Und du wolltest, glaube ich, mal nur zum Palatschinken-Essen kommen. No. You can't just have pancakes. You have to come to jump rope first. Then you can have pancakes. That's how life works, Eleni.
Okay. Yeah, I see why you don't remember that.
I didn't realize that Ingrid blackmails people so often.
Just with pancakes.
I think I am yet to be blackmailed. Ich hoffe.
Well, maybe you just didn't realize that, like, you were obliged to come to the gym if you wanted to stay at my place.
I mean, that might be true. And you did almost kill me, so...
Right.
When I almost died doing that handstand.
That's not true.
I almost died.
Well, to be fair, I was a little worried, weil er hatte, bevor wir angefangen haben zu turnen, hat er gesagt, I can't get hurt, like, my boyfriend will kill you or something. Not these words, but he said specifically that because of his boyfriend, I couldn't, like, I had to make sure he didn't die.
What? So you're both bad people, wow.
Okay. No, I mean,
I'm always happy to admit I'm a bad person. Ingrid's the one you've got to watch out for. So, Eleni, wir haben schon über dich gesprochen. I am saying your name right, aren't I? Now we've talked about that, I've got to. Eleni.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, say it again. I think it was fine.
Eleni.
Ah, yes. Close aside. Eleni.
Eleni. Eleni.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That was perfect. Great.
Also, Eleni, wir haben auf diesem Podcast über dich schon gesprochen.
Okay.
Nein? Was ist das denn?
You said Eleni again.
Yeah, it's...
Eleni. Eleni.
It's alright. I've heard worse.
Eleni, wir haben über dich auf diesem Podcast schon gesprochen. You are the person who sent us the picture of a note that was left on your bike.
Almost, yeah. It was left at one of my friend's bike, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sorry. So our listeners don't know this because it never made the edit. So, but the main reason, and I'm sorry, Eleni, like, I love having you on the podcast, but if I'm honest, the main reason why I was like, we have to get Eleni on now, is weil wir haben schon zweimal versucht, deine Story am Podcast zu erzählen. So Eleni sent me something, and she sent it to me for the podcast. And we tried to talk about it twice already, but it never made the edit because we just felt like we hadn't done it justice. And yeah, Eleni...
And it's my time to mess it up. So,
well, now we've hyped it up too much. No, but you have to tell a story. Here we go.
Okay, so, you know, you know how clumsy I am and I forget things and... You look surprised. I am like that. And my friends are like that. So one of my friends, she went to her work, locked her bike, and then returned.
Oh, und sie, deine Freundin oder dein Freund wohnt in England. Das ist, glaube ich, wichtig.
Ah, yes. Das ist wichtig. Sie wohnt in England. And that's it with my German. So anyway, she finishes her work, goes back to get her bike, and she sees that her lock is broken, and there is a note left on her bike saying, "Oh, Andrew, I will need your help with that."
So, the note stuck to your bike is a bit ripped, and there's a word I'm not sure I can interpret either, but it says, "I'm sorry." It's a very, like, classic... I don't think this is even passive-aggressive. I think this is just aggressive British message to each other. I'm sorry, had to cut your lock. Next time, don't lock your bike to my bike, you twat.
You know what? How I would read it? You're the English person, of course, but when I read it, I was shocked. Because I read it like this. I'm sorry I had to cut your lock. Next time, please, don't lock your bag to mine. You twat! Or something like that. So for me, it's the definition of passive-aggressive.
I do like how it ramps up at the end, but last time we had a guest, they were Americans, so they could correct me, but twat's quite friendly in British, generally, so...
Also, ich weiß doch, dass ich Andrew fragen musste, als wir das zum ersten Mal besprochen haben, was twat überhaupt bedeutet.
Oh, toll, ja, gute Frage. So, twat, really, its official meaning would be... Ingrid, we've talked about this before on the podcast, about how all British swear words are about sex or genitalia, and a twat would be a vagina, but you use it to, generally, when we say twat, we don't mean vagina, you mean someone's being an idiot.
What's a prat?
Oh, I don't know what, like, prats are, if prat means idiot as well, but, twat, like, I wouldn't say twat around my mum. I could say prat around my mum.
Does it have a meaning, though, like prat?
Let me check good old fancy Google, but... Oh, apparently it's someone's buttocks.
Right.
But I did not know that.
Okay, moving on. No, also wirklich, ich glaube, wir sollten langsam zum zweiten Teil kommen. Part 2 is much more relaxed. It's just in English.
Oof.
So you can relax a bit before the German only part.
Okay, I feel like I can breathe now. I don't know why I get so stressed. It's not like I even talked in German at all. But even the thought of having to speak in German, my heart stops. I don't know why I get so stressed.
How long have you been learning German for?
That hurts. too long.
Andrew. No shade. No tea. No shade. Oh, I've been learning it for so long and I'm shite. So, no, we're in the English bit. I'm shit. So... No shade. Did you learn it before you moved to Austria?
So, I learned German as a student. I even got a B1 certificate from Goethe Institute. And some years later, I don't know why, someone asked me whether I speak German, and I said not at all. And my father was present. And he looked at me and said, okay, all the money is spent. I had forgotten everything when I came to Austria, but then took some courses. I think my grammar improved a lot, but as I get older, I feel like I forget things. Like, I can't learn new words, so my vocabulary is very poor.
I get what you mean. When I came back from Munich, I could speak so much better German, and then you just don't use it and it disappears so quickly. Mm. Related to language learning, in about a year, I will be moving to Paris. So I did French for so long at school, and I had to start right at the start on Duolingo, being like, un verre verre, and it's just, it's so embarrassing how quickly I've forgotten everything I ever knew.
So it's official, you're going to Paris?
It is indeed, yes.
Oh dear.
I apologise.
Imagine Andrew with a baguette.
I can totally see him with a baguette.
You know I love the baguette.
It's Andrew!
You set them up, I'll knock them down.
I love you.
Why do I say these things?
speaking of the languages, though, this segues us into the thing I sent you, Ingrid. So I was in Norway, in Tromsø recently, trying to see the Northern Lights. And we went on a Northern Lights tour, and there was this very old German woman who wanted to get on the same tour as us, but spoke no German, no English. Obviously, she spoke German. She's German. So I was the unofficial translator for her on the trip. So that was a good use of my German, I guess. Relatedly, though, I sent Ingrid a picture, which I would like both of you to try and guess what it is. So maybe we could put it in the show notes, or maybe we should start an Instagram, Ingrid, where we put these pictures.
You know what, Andrew, you can do it.
Deal, I will start the Instagram, and I will put this photo that I sent Ingrid on the Instagram. So, Eleni, can you see... Can you see this picture as well?
Yes.
So, yeah, so both of you, it's from a museum, and I've blanked out what it is. I would like you two to try and guess what it is.
Okay, so I can just briefly describe it. It looks absolutely gross.
Yeah, fair enough.
It reminds me of the thing we use to put on our shoes.
Oh, a shoehorn.
Yeah, shoehorn.
It is not a shoehorn.
What's it called? A shoehorn.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. In German, it's Schuhlöffel, shoe spoon.
Oh, interesting. I mean, I think they look more like a spoon, so that makes more sense to me than a shoehorn.
Yeah.
But no, it is not a shoehorn.
Yeah, well, so the thing in the picture looks a bit like a small, long, like a tiny, long shoehorn. Made out of, I don't know, like translucent bone?
I will tell you, you're very close with bone.
Ugh.
I will, maybe I'll, yeah, so it is a bone, I will tell you that much.
It's a bone. I said it looks gross. Is it a human bone?
No.
An animal bone?
Yes.
What else?
No, an alien bone, Eleni.
I will tell you, I'll tell you that I took this photo at the Polar Museum in Tromsø, which I very much recommend. I thought it was a really cool museum.
It's from a polar bear.
Yes, it is from a polar bear. What polar bear bone is it?
Okay, so we can see part of the writing above it. So I guess I would guess it's maybe 10 centimetres long.
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
Is it its genitals?
Ding, ding, ding! It is a polar bear penis bone.
What? No way!
And my favourite bit of this in this museum is they had like a stuffed polar bear, but they had no other bones from a polar bear except its penis bone.
The important part.
Okay, but just to check, humans don't actually have a bone there, right?
No, we... Oh, fun facts with Andrew. So, no, we don't. My understanding is almost all mammals do have a penis bone. And my fun fact is some people believe that there's a mistranslation in Genesis in the Bible where the way we read it at the moment is that Eve was made from Adam's rib bone. But some scholars think it was a mistranslation and it was meant to be his penis bone to explain why humans don't have a penis bone and why men have that weird, seam on their ballsack and penis.
Okay, again, in German, again, what's learned, wieder was gelernt.
I always try and bring something interesting for the podcast, you know.
Well, I think this was very good.
Is there anything else we want to talk about?
Let me check the clock. Yeah, we can still go on in English for a bit.
Oh, thank God.
Maybe a good one would be, Eleni.
Yeah.
We've talked before what I found weird when I moved to Germany. What did you find weird or different from Greece when you moved to Austria?
First of all, the first time I saw a man wearing the traditional trousers, I thought to myself,
the Lederhosen.
I thought to myself, this man lost a bet. There's no way someone goes outside wearing this. No, honestly, that's what I thought. And then I saw a second man, and then a third month, and I thought, okay, there's a
pattern. Oh, because you arrived in September, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right before Ruperti Tag.
Ruperti Tag, yeah. That's like a Salzburg bank holiday thing.
Yeah, and
do you not think? Do you not think guys look good in lederhosen? I think they look quite good in lederhosen. I'll be honest.
You do? Well, we have different tastes, or the same. I don't know.
I mean, I think lederhosen make men look good, and drindeln make women look great. Like, if I wore a drindeln, it would look like I had the biggest tits on the planet. Like, it's so good for it. I think everyone looks really good in them. I'm yet to see someone I don't think looks good in a drindeln or a or lederhosen.
I totally agree with you about the drindeln part, but I was thinking that it's totally unfair because the traditional costumes make women look great, but the men look ridiculous. I'm sorry if I'm offending someone, but they're just not nice.
The hat the men wear is a bit...
Oh my god, the hat! I don't know. The socks where the shorts start? That's awful! Oh, come on, Andrew.
I don't know if this is true, but when I lived in Munich, I was told that like a man showing his shin off was meant to be sexy. So I saw reasonably often these guys who'd be wearing lederhosen and then they'd have the socks, but like, it would be like an ankle sock and then nothing and then like a warmer at the top to like get... So it was like they were wearing the long socks, but they had their shins out as well.
I'm confused. What's the shins?
The shin
like,
is
the
like...
The Schienbeine, the front part of your leg.
Yeah, genau.
Wait, but now I'm confused. How did they do it with the high socks?
Because it wasn't like one... complete entire sock. It was like an ankle sock.
Oh, you
had
a hole in the front? No.
No. It was like two bits. One being like an ankle sock to go just to their ankle, then nothing, and then like just a round bit of fabric around the top to imply...
I've never seen that. Oh, to imply that they like they pretend they wear the proper socks, but they actually wear shin... Like, what's it called? Can I say shin-free socks?
Shin-free socks? Okay. But is it true that Germans and Austrians find shins sexy, Ingrid?
I don't know. But I do think that the high socks look good, actually. Like, if you've got muscles, like, proper muscles on your legs, and then with the socks, I think that looks good.
Ingrid has a foot fetish confirmed.
Exactly my thoughts, Andrew.
You just need to say it. Just it can't just be me bullying Ingrid. Anyway, so, no, you were telling us about things you found weird when you moved to Austria. So yeah, so you said the traditional outfits.
Had you seen, Eleni, had you seen The Sound of Music before you came here?
No, I tried because I was looking... about, you know, I was looking into Salzburg and Austria's history, and of course I came across that, but I found it so boring. And I love movies. I actually have a list with the number of movies I've watched in my life. There are like 1,156 by now.
You keep track?
I keep track of them, yeah. And I rarely not finish a movie, because if I have this rule that if I don't finish it, then I cannot add it to the list. So it means a lot that I couldn't finish The Sound of Music. I don't know, I found it very boring. Oh god, I'm offending the whole Austria today.
I've said before that The Sound of Music's rubbish.
So I think you're mostly offending the Americans, because like a lot of people, like especially
true.
I think
yeah.
my
Austrians
generation,
like
most
it.
People haven't even seen the movie, but Americans, when they come to Austria, they're usually disappointed that people are not running around in Dirndl and Lederhosen every day. But for you, it was the other way around. You came here and everyone was wearing them.
Yeah, but generally coming to Austria, I didn't know what to expect. I knew very little about the country. And, oh my God, I'm going to offend more people now. Anyway.
Oh, I remember, right? You, there was some very big misunderstanding right when you arrived, right?
Exactly.
Ah, please go ahead.
So, you know, you moved to a new country. I haven't traveled before. It was the first time leaving my family, like going so far away to the unknown. I was so afraid, and I expected Austrians to be like Germans in a bad way. Oh my God, I'm going to say it. I expected them to be like robots. okay, I'm not going to describe it more what I expected. You know, the stereotypes about Germans, the bad stereotypes. So I arrived at the airport of Vienna. I got asked for my ID 3 times by the military. I asked for directions and the woman was very rude. So, you know, stereotypes were being confirmed, and I get to the train, to the city, and then 5 people that looked like a gang approached me. And the man started yelling at me and moving his hand and his finger, pointing his finger towards me and shouting. And I thought he was telling me to go back to my country or something like that. And I just stood there shocked. I couldn't understand what he was saying. And then a man next to me told me in English that he's telling you your backpack is open and your wallet is standing out. And I thought, so he's trying to help me? But why? Why is he shouting at me? And then after that, I just sat on my seat and started crying. Like, it was a huge shock. But it was the fear of the unknown. And I just saw all the bad things, you know. But then, you know, my perception of the country changed 100%. After that, it was just the first
you have to say that.
Yeah, I say it and I mean it. And actually, I remember 2 days after arriving in Salzburg, I thought to myself, I'm gonna be sad the day I leave this city. It was so beautiful, the weather was so nice. And the first day I went to work, I walked through a green field, you know.
Yeah.
I remember that it was so beautiful. I couldn't believe that I'm going to work and seeing these things and the mountains. And then people greeted me. They told me Grüß Gott all the time. And I thought it was weird because in Greece we don't do that. You don't say good morning to a stranger. So I found that very nice. Yeah, I felt like Austrians are very welcoming and polite. I don't know. It made me think how people are people everywhere you go. You know,
that's getting deep now.
Yeah. Well, my contract is ending soon, so I am getting emotional about Salzburg and Austria. Although it doesn't mean that I will leave, but you know, you don't know. And yeah, I am getting emotional about the time I spent here.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like it after all. You just needed to move out of Vienna. No. Ich bin neulich mit dem Flugzeug gereist, obwohl ich normalerweise immer versuche, mit dem Zug zu fahren, aber das hat nicht funktioniert in diesem Fall. Und da habe ich natürlich alle Filme angeschaut. Nein, ich habe einen nochmal angeschaut, und zwar natürlich Barbie.
Das ist warum du hast... Ingrid hat mir einen Text geschickt.
Eine random WhatsApp-Nachricht geschickt.
Ich habe früher gesagt, dass I'm Just Ken ist ein gutes Lied. Und Ingrid hat gesagt, ja, es ist.
Ja, ich habe jetzt seit ungefähr 2 Wochen in meinem Kopf singe ich immer I'm Just Ken. Eleni, hast du Barbie gesehen?
Of course.
Entschuldigung.
Ja, ich habe. Und diese Jahr habe ich für die erste Mal die Oscars live gesehen.
Ah, wirklich? War es
ja.
gut?
Ja. Das hat mein Traum sein vor Jahren.
Das war Ihre Traum.
It was my dream. Okay, that sounds too serious.
Warte, Eleni, warst du dort? Warst du in L.A.?
Nein! In meinem Tablet. In meinem Tablet, aber ich habe da, ich war in Salzburg.
Aber es war dein Traum, es in Salzburg am Laptop
ja.
am Tablet
ja,
zu
ja,
sehen.
Ja, das war mein Traum.
Und diesmal nicht. Warst du nicht bei deinen Eltern. Das heißt, du konntest so lange aufbleiben.
Ja, anyway.
Und jetzt, was ist dein neues Traum?
Was ist dein neuer Traum, wenn der alte in Erfüllung gegangen ist?
Der BAFTAs zu schauen? Der Golden Globes?
Die BAFTAs auf jeden Fall.
Der Nobel Prize?
Okay, jetzt.
Feels mal so.
Jetzt habe ich...
This is for the job reveal episode.
wie kann ich es sagen? Also, mein Traum jetzt... I don't know how to say it without revealing our job.
Okay, wie wär's, wenn wir diese Folge mit unseren Lebensträumen beenden? Also, Elenis neuer Lebenstraum ist leider redacted. Andrew, was ist dein Lebenstraum?
Oh, gosh. Vielleicht ist mein auch redacted.
Okay, ich glaube, das wird nichts mehr, fällt auch kein guter Lebenstraum ein. Ich habe das Gefühl, ich habe alle meine Lebensträume erfüllt. So,
Aber deine Lebensträume schon.
Ja, ich habe mal in einem Kasperltheater mitgespielt. Was noch?
Oh, unsere Lebenstraum, Ingrid, ist sehr bekannte Podcaster zu bekommen.
Zu werden, ja.
Zu werden.
Ja, oh ja, voll. Sag mal, 1 Million Downloads. Oh, oder alternativ 5 E-Mails.
Genau.
Ich habe ein. Ich möchte in einem Haus leben, wo ich eine große Refrigerator, but the deep freezer, how is it called?
Kühlschrank.
Kühlschrank, ja.
Oder Gefriertruhe, wo es einfriert oder wo es gekühlt wird?
Wo man Eis lassen.
Oh, wie heißt denn das? Gefriertruhe, glaube ich. Okay, das ist ein schöner Lebenstraum.
Yeah.
Also, weißt du was, dann habe ich... Also, okay, mein erster Lebenstraum ist, noch 5 E-Mails zu bekommen. Und wenn das nicht funktioniert, dann hätte ich gerne eine eigene Turnhalle.
Ah, okay. Ah, mein Lebenstraum, ein bisschen ähnlich. Ich will mein eigener Home Gym.
Oh, das ist eine gute...
Ich hasse die Publikum, besonders im Fitnesszentrum, also mein eigener Fitnesszentrum, das ist mein Lebenstraum.
Ja, ich glaube, Ingrid versteht nicht, warum man ein Gym in...
Wieso? Ich hab als erstes gesagt, ich will eine Turnhalle. Und wenn Andrew halt einen langweiligen Sport macht, den man in so einem Fitnesscenter-Turnhalle machen kann, dann soll er halt eine Fitnesscenter-Turnhalle haben. Das verstehe ich schon.
That was too schnell for me.
Sorry.
Aber ich glaube, dass du eine Person sein, die draus gehen möchte.
Nein!
Oh, Ingrid mag Leute. Ingrid mag Leute.
Ach so, nein, also. Mein Lebenstraum ist es, eine große Turnhalle zu haben.
Was ist Turnhalle?
Mit Schnitzelgrube. Oh, Turnhalle. A gym, but like a gymnastics gym or like sports gym, like a proper gym, not a fitness gym. a gym where you can do fun stuff.
Okay.
Ja, man kann Spaßdinge im Fitnesszentrum machen.
Ah, das werden wir sehen. Ich muss dich einmal besuchen und dann musst du mich mitnehmen. Und dann, dann werden wir sehen.
Wir gehen zusammen.
Oh, ich glaube, das ist schrecklich.
In Zukunft können Sie Ingrid's erste Deadlift auf unserem Instagram sehen.
Was ist ein Deadlift?
Es ist, wo die Gewichte sind auf dem Boden und you stand up.
So wie beim olympischen Gewichtheben?
Nein, olympische. Es ist langweiliger.
Also nur bis zur Hüfte, also nur aufstehen sozusagen.
Ja, ja, kein Puff, nur darunter.
Okay, also Andrew, ich glaube, das ist jetzt wirklich ernst. Ich glaube, du musst jetzt wirklich einen Insta-Account machen.
Ja, später mache ich einen Insta-Account.
Okay, gut. Und damit, Eleni, hast du noch letzte Worte?
Auf Deutsch?
Oder Englisch? Oder Griechen.
Oder Griechisch, ja.
Griechisch.
To be honest, having to talk in German and, having to understand you two speaking in German while thinking that some people might hear this has been so stressful that I don't know if I can speak in Greek anymore. I will try to say something.
All right.
Thank you for being on the podcast.
It was a lot of fun, Lily. I'm really glad you came on. And I think it's time to say goodbye.
Ciao.
Yes, us.